Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our risen and living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God that we meditate upon this morning is from the second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 and 11. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. For this is a faithful saying, if we died with him, we shall also live with him. So far our text. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. On that first Easter morning so long ago, the impossible happened. Jesus rose from the dead. Is that what the women were expecting as they walked in the dark morning to the tomb? No, it was not. They expected to find a stone sealed. They expected to find a body. They expected to find death. Despite all of Jesus' promises, despite all of the scripture, despite all of the miracles that they had seen him do, they did not expect the impossible, but the ordinary. It is, of course, easy for us to sit here and criticize their lack of faith, to look back and say, why did they not believe when they saw him raise Lazarus, when he told them over and over again that he must die and rise from the dead? But the truth is, we probably would not do any better. Even knowing all that we know now, even growing up with the scriptures and the stories, if we were able to travel back in time and walk with the women that first Easter morning, would we really expect to see a risen Jesus? Or would we approach that tomb with doubt, wondering, will he really be risen? Such doubt does not make us unbelievers. We still have the sinful flesh with us. There is still that part of us that agrees with Thomas. Unless I see with my eyes, unless I touch with my own hands, I will not believe. That part of us then also that confesses with that one father from the Gospels who cried to the Lord, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Remember our sermon from Good Friday. It's not the strength of our faith. It's not what we remember about Jesus that saves us. It's the fact that Jesus remembers us and brings us into his kingdom that saves us. The fact that we may have doubts in our hearts does not make us unbelievers. It does, however, sometimes cause us difficulty in this life. It does hinder us from living and walking and rejoicing in our Savior. We often live our lives forgetting or else doubting that Jesus did the impossible, that he rose from the dead. And because we forget or doubt, we do not expect to see the impossible in our life as well. We often walk in the same darkness, gloom, despair, fear, anguish that those women walked in that first Easter morning, not knowing how we can make it through, not seeing any hope in our lives through the difficulty and the despair. We walk like this because we do not expect the impossible, because we have forgotten or do not remember that Jesus rose from the dead. And so it is that Jesus must himself open our eyes to remember his resurrection, to remember that he did the impossible once and he will do it again in love for us throughout our lives. Even when the women saw the empty tomb, even when they heard the angel's message, they still had doubts. Mary Magdalene was looking directly at Jesus and did not know who he was, and still did not believe that he had risen from the dead. It took the power of Christ's words to open her eyes, to see
the resurrection.
And this happened again and again and again as Jesus appeared to the women and to the Emmaus disciples and to the 10 and to Thomas and to so many others. He had to open their eyes before they were able to see and believe that he was really risen from the dead. Many times it was the power of his word, but there is one incident in which he used the power of the Lord's Supper, the same Lord's Supper that we will receive later today, to open their eyes and cause them to rejoice and know that the impossible had happened. You might think that they had the advantage, having seen Jesus with their own eyes, and you might think that would make a difference in your life, but as I just pointed out, seeing the body of Jesus is not what caused them to believe. But only when the power of God was worked through the Word and the sacraments were their eyes opened. And so it was Jesus who caused their eyes to be opened to remember and to see his resurrection. And it is through the same word and sacrament that he opens our eyes, as Paul says in our text today, so that we might remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. And because our eyes have been opened to know and to rejoice, we walk not as those who expect the ordinary, but we can walk as those who expect the impossible. When we have said or done things, or things have been said and done to us that we think there is no way that we can get past this, there is no hope of restoring this relationship, we can expect the impossible. That Jesus will teach us how to forgive and love. When our financial situation in life seems impossible to get out of, we're in a hole of debt or some other problem that we just don't know how we're going to make it through, we can turn to Jesus and expect the impossible. That he will help and give us aid. When the stress caused by our work or our family seems impossible to have to handle, we have hope when Jesus causes us to remember his resurrection. But more than any of these things, and even if we fail at all of these things, if we fail at our life, and we fail at our family and our finances and every other thing in our life, still we have hope for the impossible. For if we died with him, we will live with him also. We have hope for a life and a resurrection to come, in which all of the pain and sorrow of this world will be washed away. A life where we will actually be capable of not saying mean and hurtful things to our wife, our children, our brothers, our sisters, and our family. A life which we will actually be capable of building and maintaining the type of relationships that we want and that Jesus wants us to have. A life where we will never again feel alone or sad or despair or darkness, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Whatever difficulty or darkness or despair we may have to walk through in this life, it is only temporary. And the day is coming when it will be wiped away. When I was a missionary in Africa, there was one time when we went on a trip deep into the Congo. And in preparation for this trip, we got a serious off-road vehicle, not kind of these kind of wimpy off-road vehicles that Americans kind of drive, but the big tires, the four-wheel drive. It had the exhaust pipes that come up, which I'm told means that you can, you know, drive through deep water if you got the exhaust pipes coming up. But even still, we kept getting stuck. The road was not paved. It was dirt, and most of the dirt was sand. And we would drive for an hour or two, and we would get stuck in a pit of sand, and it would take us 2 or 3 hours to dig ourselves out, and we would drive for another hour or two, and we would get stuck again, and we'd have to get out and dig again. For a full week, we traveled like this, getting stuck almost every couple of hours. It was hard work. But we persevered, we maintained, we kept on going. The life of a Christian is often very much like that. We get stuck. We get weighed down by our sin, by the sin of others, by the pain and suffering and the brokenness of this world, by all the mistakes we've made and all the mistakes that others have made. It feels like a weight. And sometimes we feel like just giving up. What's the point of digging ourselves out again? But we expect the impossible. We walk as those who know that Jesus rose from the dead, that we can make it through, that He will help us to make it through, and that's what waiting for us on the other side is, life with Him forever. What are the trials and tribulations and sufferings of this temporary world compared to the glory that will follow? The life and salvation and end to all sorrow. If we died with Him, we also shall live with Him. Jesus causes us to remember His resurrection. And through this truth, gives us hope and strength to continue through this dark life. Amen.